A new documentary film called Up the Yangtze tells one story on the surface and a thousand stories beneath it. Most of the film takes place on a ship that takes Western tourists on a cruise up the Yangtze River. Among the sights they see are homes that the river will soon swallow up. Those homes and the people who live in them will be displaced as China's massive Three Gorges Dam project nears completion. And therein lies the real story of Up the Yangtze, directed by Chinese-Canadian filmmaker Yung Chang. The world's Ken Bader has our story.
Yung Chang's grandfather grew up in China. He moved to Taiwan when he was in his 20s. He never returned to the mainland. But the Yangtze River remained in his heart and soul, as this scene makes clear.
This is my grandfather singing about the river.
The river Yung Chang's grandfather is singing about is rising. That's because China is building the largest hydroelectric project in the world, the Three Gorges Dam.
As the water rises, my grandfather's stories slowly disappear.
Those stories nourished director Yung Chang's childhood. Chang was born and raised in Canada, but Chang says his grandfather kept him rooted in China.
Back in the day, he used to teach me about China. He used to really engage a lot about the mythology of China, history of China. And a lot of stories took place and revolved around the Yangtze River. And it's a very historical lifeline of China, this Yangtze River.
Up the Yangtze is less about what's happening to the Yangtze River than what's happening to some of the 2 million people the Three Gorges Dam project is displacing. The documentary focuses on one girl in particular. As director Yung Chang explains, she went to work on a tourist boat that cruises the river that would soon submerge her home.
This young girl, 16 years of age, is from a very poor family, living on the banks of the Yangtze River in a city called Fengdu. It's also known as the Ghost City. Yu Shui, the girl, had to leave to go to work, and it was her first time to leave home. This particular scene is about the mother talking to her daughter, and she's explaining to her daughter that she doesn't want to have to exploit her, but she has no choice but to have to send her to work on this boat because they need the money, essentially.
This scene occurs early in the film, but it's already clear that Up the Yangtze is about more than the trials of Yu Shui. Elizabeth Economy is the director of Asia Studies with the Council on Foreign Relations.
It's a very fair portrayal of the situation surrounding the Three Gorges Dam, the relocation challenges, the issues of local official corruption, the problems with the failure of China to provide a social welfare net for poor people, the fact that you have many girls in China today, especially in rural China, not able to continue their education because their parents can't afford to send them to school.
Yu Shui goes to work on that tourist boat. We see her washing dishes below while the well-heeled Western tourists above enjoy their cruise. Director Yung Chang captures the strange humor of the situation in this scene. The captain of the boat is instructing his young staff on what to say and what not to say to the Canadian, U.S., and British sightseers.
So he's going through a list of things, for example, don't compare Canada and the United States. Don't be too modest in front of Americans, they don't like that. Don't be too humble. Don't talk about Quebec independence. And then it just gets more and more idiosyncratic as he goes further within this world of comparisons, not to talk about Northern Ireland, monarchies. Don't call people fat or old.
Yu Shui listens attentively to the boss, but her heart's not in the menial job. For Yu Shui, it's the end of her dreams of making something of herself. A boy named Chen Boy Yu, on the other hand, seems poised to grab the opportunity. He's got the look, he's got the style, and he's got the capitalist attitude. But things don't work out the way most viewers of Up the Yangtze probably expect. Yu Shui perseveres, Chen Boy Yu fails to make the grade. Elizabeth Economy of the Council on Foreign Relations wasn't all that surprised.
We sort of got the sense early on that Chen Boyu might fail because he was clearly quite spoiled. And what Chen Boyu represents in the larger context of China's situation today is the one-child system and the fact that it has produced this group, this sort of cohort of little emperors for whom the parents give everything and do everything.
Nearly everyone in Up the Yangtze seems to represent a larger condition of contemporary China. And it's fine with director Yang Chang if the film works for you on that level. But Chang says he just tried to tell a good story.
In the research process, I was inspired by all these metaphors of the river as a lifeline, as the dam as a symbol of progress, the fact that the family is from the ghost city, which is the city where your soul must pass through in order to be reborn. But when it really comes down to it, when you're shooting the film, you've got to throw all of that away. And it really becomes more about looking at the subject and realizing that it was really the story of their lives, and in fact they were sort of directors in a sense, and I was just there.
Up the Yangtze opens this weekend in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Boston, and other cities. For The World, I'm Ken Bader.